After years of classified research and experiments, it's finally here.
What? Oh my God.
One minute after 8 o'clock, the 4th of February, 2020 is, welcome to the Alpha Breakfast Show. Welcome to the Rise for Education segment of the day today. Our topic for the day today, like I did say, it is what is the children's rights of a healthy environment? Like this applies to everywhere we are, everywhere you are, how much you know. Involved you are in making sure that the environment is suited for your children, and how actually I can be, you know, legally obligated to put you aside if you're, this is why you have your little, what do you call these things, foster homes, child services. Yes, thank you. The environment has to be, the child deserves a very healthy environment, as you have seen in your movies and all of those things. But then now, continuing, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child sets out the rights of every child across the world. Every child has the right to the best possible health. Governments must provide good quality health care, clean water, nutritious food, and a clean environment, and education on health and well-being so that children can stay healthy. Now, often environmental hazards are created as a result of business activity. Like, for example, in Zimbabwe, the Human Rights Watch found that children were at risk of contracting dangerous waterborne diseases. This is because they are drinking water from shallow, unprotected wells that are contaminated with sewage. In Zambia, again, in children living near former industrial lead mines have suffered from lead poisoning. As their water becomes contaminated with lead. Some of these cases have been very, very fatal. Now, in some scale gold mining regions in countries such as Mali, Ghana, and Tanzania, children have been exposed to toxic mercury, which is used to process gold in some cases developed symptoms that are consistent with mercury poisoning. Now, and those are actually deep circumstances. But then the actual rules, if I remember correctly, in Zimbabwe there were actually rules in the distance in residential and whatnot, residential prisons next to these kind of mines and stuff like that. But anyway, in one of the worst environmental health disasters in recent years, over 500 children died in Nigeria in 2010 from exposure to lead contaminated dust produced inadvertently during artisanal and small-scale gold mining. Now, there are many charity initiatives which have helped to protect the children's rights to a healthy environment. In Zambia, a local non-government organization has supported the creation of youth groups and school clubs, Now, these youth groups inform residents about environmental risks. To start off with, they have also participated in a home remediation program that served as a test run for a larger World Bank program. Now, home remediation, Now, home remediation involves the removal of pollutants or contaminants. Now, the youth groups are often on the radio and they engage with local officials over pollution concerns. In the Philippines, the government, the International Labor Organization, and a local partner have also set up a mercury-free and child labor-free gold mine operation called Compassionate Gold. Now, laws have also been used in 2017. Yeah, for example, Malawi passed a law which enables people to request and obtain vital information such as water quality testing results. This information empowers Malawians to make decisions about the safety of their water and to put pressure on the government if the water quality is below an acceptable standard. Now, there are many steps being taken all over the world to protect children from harmful environment. This can really enrich a child's life. Hence, you know, children are the future of everything. Now, that is the topic for the day. If you have anything to say about the topic, children's right for a healthy environment, please hit us up on our WhatsApp number, +266 6330 4644. I'll say it again, +266 6330 4644. And on our social media platforms, Sky Alpha HD on Facebook, Sky Alpha underscore HD on Twitter, Sky Alpha HD underscore on Instagram, and our very own The Alpha Breakfast page on Facebook. Please just drop your comments there. The topic is already on the page. Yeah, the Alpha Breakfast show. And yeah, man, just say anything. This is ID Dubs on The Alpha Breakfast, the right for education topic of the day. 7 minutes after 8. Let us do this real quick. I'm a commercials. Let's do the commercials right real quick right there.
Sky Alpha HD.
Hello there. O happy like 20,000 maluti. Ka ho ithekela di bundles tsa 20 maluti fela.
20,000 maluti ka nnete.
Hey, o ka tswela pele ho reka metsotso ka podi data bundle. Ho ipa monyetleng wa ho hapa karolo ya 1 million maluti.
O hlakile o festiveng ena ke tlo ba morui. Ho ba ke tlhara ka di bundles tsa data. Le metsotso ena ya iConnect e letsetsang hohle ka gana.
Ipehe monyetleng wa ho hapa karolo ya 1 million. Ka ho reka metsotso ka podi data bundles. Hapa airtime ya 100 maluti letsatsi le letsatsi, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, kapa 100,000 maluti. Econet Telecom Lesotho, inspired to change your world.
Transup, giants of the new era in transport and technology. We connect you with a push of a button. We are reliable, safe, and relatively low cost. We partner with fleet management companies, individuals, and specific service-based companies. Join us for ridiculously low subscription. Register Transup Driver app at Play Store or visit our website www.transup.co.ls. Call or WhatsApp us at +266 5191 2638. Transup, here and there around you.
Hey, Lesotho and the world. This is Ben from 5FM in South Africa, and you're listening to the one and only Sky Alpha HD.
That's what I'm talking about.
This message was brought to you by Right for Education, Africa's largest independent online destination of timeless, relevant content that informs, inspires, and empowers. For more, check out their Facebook page, Right for Education, or visit the website www.rightforeducation.org. Right for Education. Our proud partners to the sky.